Welcome to the Believe in the Challenge podcast. I'm your host, Katie Walski, and this podcast is all about the challenge universe. We are doing recaps of episodes, talking about all the drama and breaking news inside and outside the show, plus some interviews with your favorite cast members. Be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast to get your fill on all things MTV's The Challenge. Support for our podcast is brought to you by Just Live, a trusted source for high-quality wellness CBD products created by athletes just for you. You know, I've had so many issues with sleep and stress lately, with moving and working, you know, all these different jobs. So that's why I have loved these products. Just Live came out with their new CBD gummy line. They have 6 different flavors and functions, including sleep, energy, focus, immunity, calm, and vitamin C, which are all great. Plus, they are vegan free and low sugar. Just Live was founded by professional athletes Klay Thompson, Alex Morgan, Travis Pastrana, and Paul Rodriguez because they wanted to create a CBD product they could trust and stand behind. So if you need support with sleep, focus, energy, stress, or immune health, I highly recommend giving these a try. Right now, if you buy one of their new gummy products, you get one free. Yeah. Free. There are 6 different benefits to choose from. And instead of just choosing one, visit justlive.com and use code SUPPORT for buy one, get one free. Today, we're talking about finally making it to that final. One agent gets seriously injured. And is the rookie taking it all? Hey guys, welcome back. And real quick before we get into the challenge, I just want to explain why there hasn't been an episode for the past 2 weeks. I was moving and I actually lost my equipment for a little bit. I lost the bag that it was in, so it took me a while to find it. And then I got sick from just kind of moving and bopping around and traveling back to California. So I lost my voice and I wasn't able to speak for a couple days. And it just so happened to land on the days where the challenge happens and then the podcast. So I'm so sorry. I've missed you guys. I've missed talking about the show. Obviously, I've been keeping up with it and it has gotten absolutely crazy. We have finally made it to that final that we have been talking about all season long. TJ has been teasing it so much to the agents and to us. So it's really exciting. We got day one, not even completed. We're not even done with day one yet, but so much has happened. So I'm really excited to get into it and get talking and be back talking about the challenge. We're going into this. First of all, history has been made where all the female competitors are women of color, which is absolutely amazing. And it's so exciting to see. Shout out to the ladies. Obviously, we're rooting for all of you. You know, I'm personally wanting a Nani win, a Nani Leroy underdog win. I would absolutely probably cry over that. Because when Leroy was crying before they started this final, I got so emotional thinking, you know, it's his last challenge. He's running with one of his best friends who, I mean, I'm sorry, she's probably not the best competitor, but we love Nani. I mean, she is a fan favorite for sure. And I bet it's probably really emotional with him knowing that this is his last challenge. He gets to run with his best friend. And Leroy is just such an encouraging person. He's like, I'm never going to get upset with her. I'm only here to encourage her and help her do her best so that we can do our best. And this is one of the reasons why I love Leroy so much. I think he's just so genuine, such a great stand-up guy. I would love nothing more for Leroy to win that money and go off in a big way from the show. Back to the final, they have to run a 3-mile run to the first mission. And they're also on the tail end of a hurricane happening in Iceland somewhere. So this is like very scary. There's high powerful winds going on during this whole time and they're running on a very bad terrain of mountains and rocks and, you know, dirt. So it's very scary. As we saw, Casey kind of took a tumble and she ended up hurting her leg, which sucks because she was at the forefront to win this final. I feel everyone knows that she is probably the strongest female, but she was having a rough time keeping up with that endurance and Fessy was really pushing her. I want to say almost too hard. I don't really like how hard Fessy kept pushing her, like she's doing her best. You should just be there encouraging her, not like maximum push every single second. Like she is allowed to take a little bit of a break and like do a light jog for a little bit. So we end up seeing her take a tumble and she dislocated her knee, and my heart just sank because I do love Casey. I think she's a great competitor. She's still kind of new, so I know there's a lot that we still have not seen from her. And last season, she got so close to winning that final, and to probably see that it's now going to be taken away from her is emotional. They wish nothing but the best and that she had a swift recovery. And you know what? I bet Fessy is probably thinking, oh, I should have stayed with Amber B, because Amber B is actually crushing this final. She has that endurance. She has that heart and will. And in a final, endurance is so important. You do so much running and it's just so important. So the fact that she is like crushing that already, and then now she won the first mission, her and CT won. So I don't know, like they're looking like a pretty good power team right now. That mission that they did was actually something that they did in the beginning of the season. So they have already done this once. So you think that they would know what to do and they would know kind of how to get it. But you know, there is a different type of pressure that goes on within a final. You just never know how someone might perform under that intense pressure that this is it. This is all or nothing. This is like you give it your all, and if you don't win, you're not getting that money. This is the end. So it was really fun to see a rookie take that win. And then obviously CT dominated, and CT dominates at almost everything he does. So it's very, I would say, scary for the other competitors in the final, because this is like CT's bread and butter. He is so great at puzzles. He's actually very good at endurance, and he can eat. Those eating challenges, by the way, are the hardest thing to watch. I hate the vomit montages. It is just, it's a lot. I mean, the type of food that they were eating, I think I wrote it down. It was like pints of blood, sheep head, ram balls. Oh my gosh. I honestly don't know how they do that, but I guess if there's a will, there's a way. So we kind of ended on this eating challenge where CT and Amber B won again. And now they get to award more food to another pair. So, you know, I'm thinking probably Corey and Cam would have the best, it would help them give the best time, because, you know, Nani is a little bit slower than Cam as a runner. So I think, I don't know, but you never know. There's so many missions that are stops that they'll have to do, and those are always an equalizer. So you never really know, and you always want someone to finish. But going back to eating, Fessy stood there and absolutely did not touch a thing, and poor Casey is sitting there shoving her mouth full of food, drinking that blood, trying her hardest because she's not a quitter. And Fessy's standing there like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna eat the food because Casey's legs, she's clearly not going to be able to move on after we finish this challenge. They're going to clear her as not medically fit. So why would I even bother eating all this nasty shit? And that's the kind of attitude that we don't love to see on the challenge, because the challenge, you cannot be a quitter. And I bet TJ is going to have something to say about this. He's not going to like that Fessy is not even trying, because that's not the challenge mentality. You try, you try, you try. Even if you know you're about to fail or go home, you give it all you've got. It's really disappointing, but honestly, not out of character for Fessy, I feel. Fessy is just kind of a lot of talk. Sometimes I feel like he can't back up what he says about himself and his abilities and his character and who he's fighting for to be there. Don't actually know Casey's out until you get that call from TJ. So until you do, you give it everything you got. So I don't know, very disappointing, but like I said, not shocking. I think now he's just probably given up because of what happened with Casey. And Casey is just such a trooper. She's trying her hardest. She wrapped her leg up. She didn't even like stop. She's like, I'm gonna keep going until I can't go anymore. It's just sad to see if the roles were reversed and Casey stayed with Leroy and Amber B stayed with Fessy. What would have happened? I don't know. There's a lot to think about. Maybe Casey wouldn't have fell because she wasn't being pushed so hard by Fessy to be in the lead and like pass all these people on the rocks and stuff. Maybe they're both kind of thinking, maybe we did the wrong thing, or maybe they're like, you know what, we tried our hardest and it is what it is. And you know, a lot of this episode was basically just kind of setting up the final, and I know we're going to get more into it, more in depth, even crazier next week because that's the last day. It's exciting. And going back to another thing, when they were on that capsule, those boys were really fighting for it. I mean, so tough. They were going at it for that capsule, for the colors. They were playing dirty, but welcome to the challenge. This is what you got to do to try and get on top and win. CT pulled out that win. I don't even know how close anybody else was. Leroy didn't look very close. I couldn't really tell about anybody else. I'm honestly a little shocked about Cam's performance right now. I think she's doing really well, but I think she could step it up just a little bit. I don't know. Sometimes she's like falling in the middle of the pack. So maybe with Fessy and Casey gone, she can kind of get up in there and I don't know, try and beat CT and Amber. But they kind of seem like the team to beat at the moment. So it's exciting. We never know what's going to happen. And we're just going to have to wait till next week to see all the other twists and turns and challenges that they're going to have to do. I'm just so excited, but like sad that this is coming to an end because we love the final, but then I feel like we waited all season for this and then we get there and then we're done. It's like, oh, okay, now we have to wait months for another season. So a lot of this episode was just kind of building up, so there really wasn't too much to talk about. But next week is going to be a super intense week and I'm going to have a great guest on. You guys all know Ethan Rose, so Ethan's going to come back. We're going to break down the finale and we're going to break down the whole season and it's going to be a lot of fun. Love having him on the show. And after this season ends, I hope you guys are watching Paramount Plus's The Challenge All-Stars. That is also going on right now. It just started a couple weeks ago, so they're only on episode 3 or 4. And it's looking pretty good. Some of those vets and all-stars don't know how hard it is now for some of these missions and challenges, but they are learning. So it's really exciting to see all of the all-stars come back, try out these more intense, harder challenges, eliminations, missions. I would really highly recommend checking that out. Plus, they have a lot of the old seasons that all those all-stars used to be on Paramount Plus. So you can also go back, watch all those. It's so interesting to see them back then and see them now. And a lot of them have not changed a single bit. So after this season's over, the current one, make sure you're going on Paramount Plus, checking those other seasons out and the other new All-Star season. You guys know I always love chatting with you guys, so be sure to hit me up on social media, your host, Katie Walski. Like and subscribe to the podcast, the Believe in the Challenge podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. You can find us anywhere you listen to your podcast. Share it with your friends and family, and be sure to check us out next week because it is the last day of the final and we are gonna find out who wins that $1 million, honey.